Blog Talk Radio.
The road is so rough.
around you, Ron.
I'm going to testify.
Ja! That's the far right. And I saw an angel ascended from the east, having the seal of the living king, Emperor Haile Selassie the first, the most high. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying,
it's a rocky road, the road is so rough. A rocky road, the road is so tough.
A rocky road, the road is so rough.
Rocky road, yeah, he will love it. Chugging his road for the longest while, I make a career now for them one pistol, hey, hey. Chugging his road for the longest while, and never you try papa fall another man coil. Chugging his road for the longest while, a long time David House and them no stop till the soil. Chugging his road for the longest while, and give away more than one tenth of the spoil. Trudging this road for the longest while, until my land never run out of oil. It's a 1 year free, go tell them I'm not bargain, tell them I'm not deal. No for them no one, put them shoulder to the wheel. For them go rape, them go rob and them go kill and steal. All I try eat all another man deal. When a deaf, when a dumb, when a blind figure feel. One man was worthy to bend the seal. Emperor Selassie, I know he's real. Babylon get trampled and I mean. Rocky road, road is so rough. Rocky road, road is so tough.
Rocky road, road is so rough.
Rocky road, yeah, we love him.
Dragging this road for the longest while. Tell me career, no for them want the soil. Hey, hey. Dragging this road for the longest while. And never yet try papa fall another man coil. Dragging this road for the longest while. A long time, the prophet and him no stop till the soil. Dragging this road for the longest while. And give away more than one tenth of the spoil. Trudging this road for the longest while, until my lamb never run out of oil. Well, enough for them, go get you overboard. Like Henry Morgan with the pirate code. Enough for them, I trod up on corruption road. Enough for them, I trod with Satan every lord. To them promote, let them let free reach and rouse. The bingy man no monkey, bingy man no pound. Bingy man no wear up them Babylon clothes. In a me turban and me ancient road. With them all conceive, we can be exposed. This righteous work, not try oppose. I see judgment, I take them evil episode. Judgment, take them and then them explode.
Well, it is a rocky road, road is so rough. Rocky road, road is so tough.
Rocky road, road is so rough.
Rocky road, yeah.
Well, it is a rocky road,
Emmanuel goes to rough. Raggy road,
Celestia
go to
Raggy road, my castle corrupt.
Raggy road,
yeah, well Babylon them a free run. Now them see the harm and I come them a go run. I'm like the lightning and the thunder come to conquer them gun. I'm like the rain, I'm like the breeze, I'm like the river that run. I'm like the star, I'm like the moon, I'm just like the sun. And them get the get to you, them guns to shoot them brother down. Babylon your judgment has become.
Raggy road. Road is so rough,
Raggy road,
road is so rough.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor leasav, mizmor leasav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el,
he judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
yishpot, Elohim, 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
Rastafari, Sinai, where I the praises goes out to the Most High. This is the wicked. This is the wicked. Well, what is it? Woman said, it is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. Although we done in life, every day I pull close. Mostly think me unsafe. Jaja, stand at my immediate side. It is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. The ungrateful people's in life, every day I pull close. Mostly think me unsafe. Jaja, Jaja, listen. Give them the length and the rope, because them have it up. When them come, them don't know who them a can touch. What about them find out? You want to throw me in the dump. Stop and see who sees lies amongst the righteous. They can't just who you will forever hate. Just because I'm linking out against the system you create. You know I'm if it's safe, that I don't choose to play. What you propose to me, I know, say I'm weak. You can't discourage my heart, is it that hard to see? I'm so strongly built with God Almighty. You're coming on back to earth me, but I'm the return message after biblical prophecy. It is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. The ungrateful people's in life, every day they pull close. Mostly think I am safe. Jaja, stand at my immediate right. It is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. The ungrateful people's in life, every day they pull close. Mostly think I am safe. But Jaja, stand at my immediate trust. Pagans adopt me for things I never have. Just because I'm a true believer in God. When told to conquer, not to be conquered. Break all the barriers, throw down where by your mouth. Take your religion that condemns me like it. Need a channel, change my mind from a Zion copy. I the respect to the legend. For Mali, they all fight to defend black people history. Now I have to push on and face the misery. The words I used to carry on is now my duty. Oh Lord, I exalt thee. Supreme supremacy wherever you may be. It is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. I don't see the need less, every day I pull close. Mostly think I am safe, but Jaja, stand on my immediate right. It is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. I don't see the need, every day I pull close. Mostly think I am safe, Jaja, stand on my immediate. Yo, you're trying to stop, I do you know what I worth? I am here to tell the people about your dirty words. I can see you don't know your mission on earth. Excuse me, for righteousness I search. That's why content play a great role in life. If I give up at the start, I have no end to rejoice. My conscience won't be free if I should give up this fight. When I do dare to tell my brother, fight for your right. It is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. I don't see the need life, every day I pull close. Cause they think I am dead. Jaja, stand on my immediate. Give them the length and the rope, because them have to jump. When them come, them don't know who them are can be. What for them find out, you want to throw me in the dump. Stop to see who this lies about. Just to write up the conscience who you will forever. Just because I'm linking out against the system you create. We know when we be safe, that I don't choose to play. What you propose to be, I know, say I'm with you. Can't destroy it, I ask, it is not all to see. I'm so strongly built.
Galavuta. Green, yellow, and red. Arungwade, beach, okay.
And this one is. Sizzla. Sizzla, good for you. What you, what you.
And this is your Karanche. Karanching, madam, sir. Trying to know the right road, righteousness me chose. Got nothing to prove, me can't lose. Trying up the right road, righteousness me choose. Hey, 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 hey.
Lord, you do the right road.
Bigger,
blind that you is the right road.
Yeah.
Try the life road. The light road, the right road. Yo, yo. Bigger for us too.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, seal, accept,
yeah.
Love, anoint, it. Don't come
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Since I can't do it, we got judgment, you know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, seal, accept,
yeah.
Love, anoint, it. Don't come
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
Yeah. Since I can't do it, we got judgment, you know.
Oosh.
Wide, wide, oosh. Wide. Aha! Cause some old dada just keep on blessing this place. Some old Rastafari just keep on showing us his love and his grace. Some old dada just keep on blessing this place. Some old Rastafari just keep on showing us his face. When I'm cruising through, moving through, I can see that the little children need new clothes and shoes. I can see that the little children need education and food. Cause I've got stress and I've got the buzz. I've got my children and my beautiful wife. Life is for love, life is for living. The blessing from above is so much I can give. He created the heaven and the earth. Let us enjoy it, praise the Lord and don't destroy it. Whoa. Cause somehow Jada just keep on blessing this place. Some hour after four, I keep showing us all his love and his grace. Somehow King Selassie, I just keep on blessing Mama Africa, oh yeah. Somehow after four, I just keep on. Oh yeah, things on time is so tempting. What's the words from your mouth? But it is empty. Still we can work something out. Don't know where the next step coming from yet. We've got lyrics jumping out. The people I grew up with, I keep on helping out. Say my prayers because that will provide your assistance. Me sword, me not go commit no murder nor suicide. Still decide and give thanks for my life. They're gonna bless me, it's my guide. Oh yeah, down to the pride. You got to open up your eyes. Taking his emblem should never you go despise. Cause somehow Jaja just keep on blessing this place. Somehow as so far I keep on showing us his love and his grace. Somehow Jaja just keep on blessing our blessing. Oh, 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 yeah. Hey, 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 I got to be strong and serve the little what me have. I wish you good, so why you want to wish me bad? Why is it your boss? Why is it your brag? Feel you then give thanks and to do. Got somehow, Jaja just keep on blessing this place. Somehow, Rastafari just keep on showing us his love and his grace. Somehow, Rastafari just keep on showing us his face. Somehow, the most I keep defending the faith. When I'm cruising through or moving through, I can see that the little children need clothes and shoes. I can see that the little children need education and food. Cause I've got the strength and I've got the vibes. I've got my children and my beautiful wife. Hey, life is my love, life is my living. The blessing from above is so much, so I keep giving. Jack created the heaven and the earth, so enjoy it and don't to destroy it. Oh yeah,
I bring that barricade, barricade. Bring it, bring it. Yo, big up, Ras Kareem, A. Mohammed, and I-9 brothers and sisters in North Carolina. Yo, big up Ethiopian World Federation, big up the Lion of Judah Society and the Lion of Judah Brethren and Sistren in North Carolina. Yes, I. And this one, and this one, and this one is, and this one is, and this one is. Sizzler, good for you, what you, what you.
Sizzler, 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 Righteousness me chose. Got nothing to prove, me can't lose. Striding up the right road. Righteousness me chose. Hey, 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 hey.
Big up. Blind the Judas, the right road.
Yeah.
Try the light road. The light road, the right road.
Volume sound, yeah. This is your talent, chanting more than sound. Trying to know the right road. Righteousness me toes. Got nothing to prove, me can't lose. Trying to know the right road. Righteousness me toes. Hey, 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 hey. Trying to know the right road. Righteousness me toes. Got nothing to prove, me can't lose. Trying up the right road. Me got nothing to prove. Yo, you hear me now, you hear me now. Read that tablet, boy. Keep your distance and don't test. RS me pop it out, me no business bullet. It's like a lunge on the songs I shit. All of the money from the bank I left. Okay, if I leave it down, I let them
read
the river bank.
The right road. Line of Judah, line of Judah, society's the right road. Try the right road. Line of Judah, oh, chart in the...
Yeah.
Today, Haile Selassie is courted by all the world. At his anniversary reception, the representatives of 100 nations came to salute the authority of this tiny old man. He was probably the first African leader to be treated by white men as an equal, and the first to be sacrificed by them in the name of appeasement. He's learned to trust nobody, except perhaps his dog, and yet he's won the respect of the world, for there's no man alive today whose life has spanned so much. Now, in his old age, he's practically the incarnation of the history of our time. Time began for Haile Selassie in this remote corner of the Horn of Africa in 1892. In London, Queen Victoria had celebrated her Golden Jubilee. In Africa, the colonial powers were carving up the continent. But the world Haile Selassie was to grow up to had not been dreamed of. He was born in a thatched hut and christened Tafari Makonnen. And though he was of Ethiopia's royal blood, his childhood on these hillsides was as carefree as childhood should be. Ethiopia to the world then was not much more than an African fairy tale. In European romance, it was the land of King Solomon's mines, Prester John and the Queen of Sheba, the place called Abyssinia, where the tribe of the Habeshan was supposed to live. Only a handful of foreigners had reached its interior and found among its mountains the source of the Blue Nile. The rest was as dark as anything in darkest Africa, hidden by giant mountains from the deadly curiosity of the world. But Europe's romance was Ethiopia's living history. There was a rich empire here when most of Europe was in darkness 2,000 years ago. Its ruins still stand at Aksum, its first capital. And the title of its first rulers, King of Kings, is that of Haile Selassie today. The empire's history since then is a rich confusion of fact and legend. There are still 50,000 people like these in Ethiopia who call themselves Jews of the House of Israel and claim descent from the first Jews out of Arabia 3,000 years ago. They observe the Jewish Sabbath and mark their pottery with the Star of David. Like Haile Selassie's imperial crest, the star crowns the Lion of Judah, the central Ethiopian symbol, begotten from Sheba, who bore a son to King Solomon and called him Menelik, the first Ethiopian emperor. But the central tradition of Ethiopia is Christianity. Long before most of Europe was converted, the empire was a pillar of Christendom, whose emperor earned another title that Haile Selassie carries today, the Elect of God. The echoes of six...
Not only what you think of yourself, but also how people perceive you.
Shema Yisrael, that is our Rahim. Already know it's a fucking shame. You breathe a reverence to the Most High God.
Amen.
And you, I want to tell you, steady! So stay in school. And when someone comes with the drugs or the cigarette or whatever, he has no to think upon God and pray to God Almighty for your strength.
Ethiopian Hebrews have a hard time with our children. Why? Because when they go out there, what they have got to go through. My daughter was going to PS 101, and because she was a Hebrew, Rabbi Matthews had to go to that school to let the teachers see that he was a rabbi and his complexion. And whenever there was a holiday, you had to line up to get a note to carry into school. So I say I brought them up to be who they are. And what they do when they get over 21, I'm not to be blamed for it.
I went to yeshiva most of my life. That was good in that I kept on your toes in terms of the law. Socially, it was kind of rough. I was one of the few, if not the only, African-American. And there's a lot of name-calling, you know, and fights at the school.
I didn't tell too many people that I was Hebrew because I felt that it would cause friction. You know, kids talk, Jews are dirty, and I'm glad I'm not Jewish. This made me aware that there was some sort of prejudice against Jews. And being that I'm black and Jewish, that would have made two strikes for me.
God and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. When I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like your name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I. I Negro.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Being spread all over another country, another way of thinking. I also heard that you eating is also kosher eating. I mean, you're not eating pork and things like that, you know.
Are you Jewish?
Yes. Rasta.
I don't understand.
Well, I am Rasta, maybe.
So it's the same tradition as for the...
The lion of a tribe of Judah.
Hmm.
That must be Jew. Judah.
Yeah.
Must from Jew. I was classed as Judah.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
You know, being a Jew, you know, being a Yehudi is the central part of my life. It's the center of my life. It's the nucleus of my life. But not in the sense of what people might think, you know, being, you know, an Orthodox Jew or being, you know, I don't think in those terms. I just think in terms of a God-fearing human being, you know, who is a custodian of God's planet. And really held to the highest standard of accountability in making sure God's planet runs the right way. And I think that's what a Jew is. That's what an Israelite is. You know, if you look at the history of it, you know, they made a promise to God. They made a contract with God. Because, you know, we live in a world where, you know, people are stealing, killing, doing all types of, you know, unspeakable things. So the reason they say the Israelites are chosen was not because of any racial or you know, ethnic, you know, reason. You know, it had nothing to do with being European or being African. or any such geographical, you know, racial reasons. Zero. It just had to do with the type of human being, type of neshama, type of soul, type of, you know, the type of guy you were. That's why you have the proselytization process from the beginning of Judaism. From the beginning, the very beginning of the nation of Israel, you know, you had converts. Because, you know, you can't convert to a race. You know, I can't, like, one day become white. You know, you can't one day become black. Although, in today's culture, you know,
there are ways to blend.
Yeah, no. It's interesting because in today's culture, especially in American culture, I'm not sure so much in Israel. I think Israel definitely has a long way to go as far as getting to that race neutrality and that one culture system. Maybe I don't spend much time in Tel Aviv, so I don't know how it is here, but, you know, more so in Jerusalem and what I see, you know, in America, it's like a racial. You know, for the most part. You know what I'm saying? You have this one culture that doesn't deal with race. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no such thing as a black person or a white person. There's just ideologies, morals, and values. And, you know, if we have the same, then, you know, we're the same. And nobody thinks like that. You know what I'm saying? So for me, you know, being a Jew, you know, means representing, you know, the highest level of morals and the highest level of values and the highest level of principles. That's what being a Jew means to me. You know, so when I make my music, when I you know, live my life, you know, that to me, that's my responsibility. You know, keeping Shabbat and eating kosher, and, you know, I just, while we were doing the interview, I stopped to say my prayer. You know, those are all things that police me and sustain what I know I'm supposed to do. You know, because whereas, you know, there are men and women that can be, you know, extraordinary human beings without the policing and without the structure, I'm not one of those. You know, and neither was Moses. You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites, he asked the one of the guys to come and draw. And he said, I wanted to see what the Redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say? The nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself. You know. So again, that's what I represent in my album, in my music, in my culture, in my lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? You know, having, you know, been in the extreme religious world, you know, to the zero religious world, I'm at a such a great centrist existence.
That's where to be.
You know what I'm saying? So great, you know, so healthy, so balanced, and so efficient. Because that was always my thing. Even when I was a little bit more, you know, into the black hat world. You know, so I haven't been in the black hat world and seen, you know, the highest, you know, extremes of religiosity. And coming from, you know, zero religion and seeing everyone at every step modern, you know, conservative, reform, you know, it really, the bottom line is being a good person. Because if you know more Gomorrah than I do, doesn't make you better than me. Now, if you're kinder than I am, if you're more generous than I am, if you're more tolerant, if you're more understanding, if you're more patient than I am, that qualifies you to be better.
Bottom line here, man, ain't nothing to go on anywhere. Stop me from doing what the fuck it is I do.
Moderation is key to success, you know, in a weird type of way in drug taking, but, you know.
I'm going to testify. Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Into this strange twilight world between yesterday and today, Haile Selassie was born. Now, after 80 years, he looks back on a lifetime that has spanned the gap between the 2,000 years of African tradition he inherited and our own jet-propelled international revolution that threatens to overwhelm him. One of his earliest memories is of the way our world first encroached on his, with the arrival in Ethiopia of the first British diplomatic mission to the court of his half-uncle Menelik. He was 5 years old. The year was 1897, just a year after the great victory of Adowa, and the British mission on its way to Addis Ababa stayed with the young Haile Selassie's father in the town of Harar. Harar then was a newly conquered province of Menelik's empire, taken from Muslim hands. Haile Selassie's father, Ras Makonnen, was Menelik's governor for Harar and a favorite to succeed to the throne. In Muslim hands, Harar had been a secret city, closed to non-Muslims for centuries. 40 years earlier, the British explorer Richard Burton had only been able to get here disguised as an Arab. He didn't think much of what he saw. The streets were stony and narrow, the faces were stern and secretive. He thought they justified the local proverb, hard as the heart of Harar. Harar's not a great deal better now, but for what change there is, Haile Selassie's father can take some credit. He allowed French priests to open this little mission school in the town and sent his son, Tafari Makonnen, to learn from them. 70 years later, French is still the only foreign language Haile Selassie speaks with any fluency. Today, the school is little changed, but in coming here as a boy, Haile Selassie recalls that he had an advantage given to very few others in the empire at that time, and he's been obsessed with the value of education ever since. His father is remembered by Haile Selassie as an unusually enlightened man. He built Harar's first hospital. He opened the first Ethiopian state school. And because he knew he might one day become emperor himself and that Tafari would succeed him, he tried to prepare his son as best he could for the changes that he knew were bound to come from the traditional ways of the old world to the revolutionary demands of the new. So throughout his boyhood, the young Tafari lived happily in his father's house, with a future that seemed secure. But suddenly, his father died, and Tafari passed at once from security into a world of medieval intrigue. He was only 13. Menelik was dying, paralyzed by a stroke. He had no son of his own, and with Ras Makonnen's death, the last chance of a clear succession had gone. His court was racked with the jealous plots of rivals for his throne. There was Taitu, his aging queen. Zauditu, his daughter, equally determined to get the throne herself. Ras Michael, a powerful provincial warlord, scheming to put his dissolute son and Menelik's nephew, Liege Yasu, on the throne. Against such plotters, the young Tafari had no chance. He was exiled as governor of another conquered province. Meanwhile, Menelik's palace, seized with treachery and murder, like the household of some African King Lear. For 5 years, the conspiracies tore the court apart, until in 1911, the doddering Menelik at last revealed his choice. Ras Michael's son, Liege Yasu, was the heir to his throne. The queen and his daughter were thrust aside, and Tafari Makonnen joined Ethiopia's other barons in swearing an oath of loyalty to his rival. As a reward, he was sent to his father's old job as governor of Harar. In Harar, Tafari was safely out of the way, a week's journey from the capital. He was just 19, but he was experienced far beyond his years. Already he knew not only how to run a province, but how to play a waiting game, and he knew there was still a crown to play for. He needed all his caution, because when Menelik died at last, and Liege Yasu was crowned, the new emperor was already half mad with syphilis, turning from youthful dissipation to exotic vice and murder. He tried to murder Tafari on this lake near Harar, where Tafari often went boating with friends. This time, Liege Yasu bribed a servant to hold the boat so that it sank in the middle of the lake. A friend was drowned. Tafari survived by swimming ashore. The foreign embassies dabbled in these plots as well. The new diplomats who'd surrounded Menelik now imposed on these medieval intrigues the shape of approaching war in Europe. Germany and Turkey stood with Liege Yasu. Britain, France, and Italy swung to Tafari's side. It was 1914, and as the guns opened up on Europe's western front, 4,000 miles away, the contest in Ethiopia took an older shape. Christianity once again prepared for a clash with Islam. A Muslim empire in Africa was the bait dangled before Liege Yasu by Germany and Turkey. And in his craze for power, the new ruler of a Christian empire became a Muslim in all but name. For the Christians, it was the last straw. Vice, murder, and rape they were accustomed to, but apostasy struck at the heart of their tradition. Liege Yasu was formally excommunicated from the Ethiopian church, and with British encouragement, Tafari was proclaimed regent with the title of Ras, or prince. He was 24 years...
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet,
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
Every city still conquered, every intellectual institution is only a set of interaction, it's only a body of relations, human relations. So each one is a subset, you see, of human family. There's been enough examples, you see, of scientific envy. Invented everything and can't harness their emotion. Feeling bigger and bigger and a faulty my foundation. There's a few worldviews for the root of their intention. Snobbish, elitist aspiration. Dismiss creation's hard evidences. I'm watching them 360 to believe you can. It's divine and comedic conscience. Trying to avoid embarrassment. No. Deep space eyes and skin. The deep water eyes that look in. And the Hubble bring back pictures with the same thing. From the atom of a carbon boom again. And the spiral in the knowledge of the surface. Look like cell replication of reverse. And the knowledge that remains still elusive. I think the love the eye of originality. The tetrahedral that we tripped up the steam with. That's the high piece of the molecule we work with. Rushing to the singularity to rupture the time with. Fundamental regulative mind, they openly covet. Any one human mind is more complex than anything you can take. It's still among the insects. As the abstract thought has chemical representation and tangible MRI. So it feels when you work only to crystallize. Then the shifting in the critical rule in place of rhyme. And the instant moral was long ago put aside. To reserve space for discovery of patents and copyrights. So there's a rich history of animals used in disguise. Of the prey and of the predators alike. Must seem to them to be alive. Studying everything that needs not sunlight. Everything that needs not sunlight. Yeah. You just the brightest.
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here for the Rishon, Ali, 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 here for the first up offering, offering up, first reading,
first reading,
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 reading, from the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called in English, Exodus, and known in the Hebrew as Shemot, here for the Rishon Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot, Sabbath, the name, 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 Ve'ele Shemot, B'nei Yisrael Habayim, Mitzrayim, Et Yaakov Yishau Veto Bahu. Israel in Mitzrayim, Israel in Egypt. Now these with Ale. Now these the names were Ale Shemot. Now these the names of the children, the sons of Israel. With Ale Shemot b'nei Israel, who came into Egypt. Habayim Mitzrayim. Every man and his household came with Jacob, came with Yaakov, ate Yaakov ish uveto ba'u. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Yehuda and Judah, Yisachar, Zebulun, and Binyamin, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Yaakov, Jacob, were 70 souls, for Yosef, Joseph, was in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Gubbets. All right. And Yosef and Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. The Egyptian bondage in Mitzrayim, bondage in Kemet, in Gilead, in Egypt, verse 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king, a new Melech, Molech, over Mitzrayim, over Egypt, who knew not Yosef, Joseph. And he said to his people, behold, the people of the children of the sons of Israel, more and mightier than we. Come on, let us make us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also to our enemies and fight against us, and get them up out of the land. Now there arose a new king, a new Melech, a Molech, over Egypt. Wayakam Melecha Chadash al Mitzrayim, Asher lo yada'a et Yosef, who knew not Joseph. Asher lo yada'a et Yosef. Vayomer, and he said, El Amo, to his people, Hine Amma b'nei Yisrael Rav, behold, the people of the children of the sons of Israel are too many. Hine Amma b'nei Yisrael Rav. We're Aksuma Mimenu, and too mighty for us. We're Aksuma Mimenu. Come, Hava. Come, let us make a deal wisely with them. Hava, Nita Hakma Alau. Penna yirbe w'haya kia tikareina milchama w'nosafa gamohu Allah sonenu w'milchama banu w'Allah min haaretz. Come. Make us deal wisely. Let us deal wisely with them. Hava nita hakama lau. Lest they multiply. Pena yerebe. And it come to pass with haya that when there befalleth us any war, with haya kia tikareina milchama, they also join themselves to our enemies. With nosaf gamhu Allah sonenu, and fight against us. With milachamaban, and get them up out of the land. With Allah min haaretz. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh, for the great house, Pharaoh, treasure cities, Pithom and Ramesses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the Bnei Yisrael. They were grieved because of the sons of Yisrael. And the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, made the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve with rigor. And the Molech of Mitzrayim and the king of Mitzrayim spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one Shifra and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when y'all do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew woman and see upon the stools, if it a son, then y'all shall kill him. But if it a daughter, then shall she live. Then she shall live. And he said, Why yomer? And he said, when y'all do the office of the midwife. Why yomer? Be yaled deken eta ha ivariota to the Hebrew woman eta ha ivariot ua reiten Allah ha avanaim, ye all shall look upon the birth stool. U re'iten Allah avanayim. Im bein hu, if it be a son. Im bein hu, if it be a son. It be a son. It be a son. It be a son. Be a son. Wa ha miteno oto, then y'all shall kill him. Wa ha miten oto, then y'all shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, wim batahi, but if it be a daughter, Weema batahia kia 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 wa chaya, then she shall live. But the midwives feared, respected. But the midwives respected Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Wakia Reina Hamayaladota Eta Ha Elohim. And did not as the Molech, as the king of Mitzrayim commanded them, but save the men, children, alive. Wa tiareina hamayaladota eta ha'elohim w'lo asu ka'asher dibera elehen melech Mitzrayim. Wata hayayina eta hayaladim. But the midwives feared Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. Ha Elohim. 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 They respected Ha Elohim. Watia reina hamayal dota eta Elohim, and did not with law also as the king, the Molech of Mitzrayim, kashera dibera eleya henna melech Mitzrayim, commanded them, but save the men, the male children. The male children alive, Wata Hayayena Eta Hayaladi. And here, 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 Yisrael. Here, 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 for the Sheni, the Sheni Aliyah. For this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot, the Sheni Aliyah, here picking up the second book of Moshe, second book of Moses, called Exodus, Exodus chapter 1, here at verse 18, for the Sheni Aliyah, 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 for the second reading, the second of offering, here for this Shabbat, Shemot, Sabbath, the names. Vayikra melech Mitzrayim lama yaldota vaya yomer lahen ma madua ma madua sihen hadavar haze. Wata hayayena eta hayaladim. And the Molech, the king of Egypt, the Molech Mitzrayim, and the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have y'all done this thing, and have saved the men, children, alive. Vayikra melech Mitzrayim, and the king of Egypt called lama yaldot, for the midwives. Vayomer, and said lahen, to them, madua. Madua esiten, madua esiten hadavar hazeh, why have y'all done this thing? Madua esiten hadavar hazeh, wata hayena eta hayaladim, and have saved the men, the male children, a lie. And the midwives said to Paro, to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew woman, not as the Mitzrayim woman, the Egyptian woman, for they lively and are delivered ere the midwives come in to them. And the midwives said, Wa tomar na. Wa tomar na. Ha me yaldota illa paro'o. And the midwife said to paro'o, kilo kana shim ha mitza riot ha ibriot ki chayota henna bit rema tavo elehen hama yaledeta with yaladu, because the Hebrew women are not as the Mitzrayim women, for they are lively kia chayota hena, and are delivered ere before the midwives come to them. Therefore Elohim dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, that he made them houses. And Paro and Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born, ye y'all shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye y'all shall save alive. Whites ava paroa li kol amor lemor. And Paro, the great house, charged all his people. Whites ava paroa li kol amor lemor, saying, kol ha bain hay loda hayaora tashali kuhu wi kol habat ti chayun. Every son that is born, y'all shall cast into the river,
the river, the river, the river, the river, the river, the river, the river, the river.
Kol habain hayayilod hayaora tashalichuhu, and every daughter y'all shall save alive. We call habat, habat. We call habat te chayun. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, give ear,
hear, give ear,
hear, give ear,
hear, give ear,
hear, give ear, hear, give ear, hear, give ear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, chapter 2, the preparation of a deliverer, an deliverer, the birth of Moshe, the birth of Musa, the birth of Moses. And there went a man of the house of Levi, of the house of Levi, and took a daughter of Levi, of Levi, And the woman conceived and bare a son, a Ben. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she lay in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh, the daughter of Pharaoh, the great house, came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this of the Hebrews. Children. And she had compassion on him. Watifatach, watirehu etahayeled. And she opened it and saw it. Even the child, with hine naara behold a boy that wept. And behold, a boy that wept. And she had compassion on him. And said, and she said, Niyaldeya Ibrim Ze, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Niyaldeya Ibrim Ze, this is one of the Ha'ivrim, the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Paro, Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee the eye, a nurse of the Hebrew woman, that she may nurse the child, that she may nurse the child for thee, the eye? Watomer echoto wa ilabata Paro. Then said his sister, Watomera Echoto, to Pharaoh's daughter, Illa Bata Paro, Hai Lech, 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 shall I go, 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 shall I go? Hailek, shall I go? Wikarati alach Isha meyanek eta mina ha'ivariota. Shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew woman? Wetenik alach eta ha'yaled. that she may nurse the child for thee I. And Paro, daughter, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, ha, 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 ha. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go, lechi, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, lechi, go, and the maid went and called the child's mother. And Paro, Pharaoh's daughter, said to her, take this child away and nurse it for me, nurse it for I, and I will give thy wages. And the womb man took the child and nursed it. Watomer laha, bata Paro. And Pharaoh's daughter said to Ha, wa tomera laha bata paro, heya likhiya etta hayeleda hazeh, take this child away, we heya nikehu li, and nurse it for me. Wa ani etena eta sikarek, and I will give thee I thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Wa tikacha ha isha ha yeleda wa ta nikehu, and nursed it and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to Paro's daughter, to Pharaoh's daughter, the daughter of Paro, Pharaoh, the great house, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. Waya yigdala hayeled, and the child grew. Waya yigdala hayeled, and the child became big. Waya yigdala hayeled, wata biehu ale wata paro, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter. Wata viehu alevata paro, wayehi alaha levain, and he became her son, and he became her son. Wayehi alaha levain, watikra shmo Moshe, and she called his name Moshe. Watikra shmo Moshe, and she called his name Moshe. Watomerki mina hamayima mishia tihu, because I drew him out of the water. Watomer, and she said, ki min hamayim mishitihu, because I drew him out of the water.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Jah said to Moses, go down there to free them. Jah said to Moses, go down there to free them. Yeah.
Rest on their conscience. Oh,
Psalm 51, Psalm 51, Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me throughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest, when thou judgest, when thou judgest. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me throughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee, to thee. To deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altars, 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 upon thine altars.
I'm gonna testify. Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
And hear, 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 Shema Israel. Hear, 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 give ear for the Shalishi, here for the third Aliyah,
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 Aliyah.
Third up offering, third reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemot. Here picking up the second book of Moshe, second book of Moses, Hebrew book called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 2, here at verse 11, Moses identifies himself with Yisrael, with Israel, with the Hebrews. Here, 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 Shema, Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. Here, give ear, 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 give ear. For the Shalishi, the third reading here, Exodus chapter 2, verse 11. Why he... Bayamim Haheim, Wayigdala Moshe, Wayetzeya Ella Echayo, Wayare'e Be'siva Lotam, Wayare'e Isha Mitri Make, Isha Ibriya Mea Echayo. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out to his brethren and looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren, 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 brethren. Why he? And it came to pass. Why he? Bayamim Haheim, in those days. Why Yigdala Moshe, when Moshe was grown. Why Yetzeya El Chayo, that he went out to his brethren. And looked on their burdens. And he spied an Egyptian, smiting an Hebrew, an Hebrew, one of his brethren, Ish Ibri Me Echayo. And he looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Mitzri, the Egyptian, and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to him that did the wrong, wherefore, why smitest thou thy fellow? And he said, who made thee a prince and a judge over us, over I and I? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian? And Moshe feared and said, surely this thing is known. Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moshe. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priests of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flocks. And the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moshe stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, how is it that ye, y'all, are come so soon today? And they said, An Egyptian delivered I and I out of the hand of his shepherds, and also drew water enough for us, for I and I, and watered the flock. And he said to his daughters, why it y'all have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread. Moshe, rejected by his brethren, takes a bride from another nation. Verse 21, and Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moshe Zipporah, his daughter, and she bare a son. And he called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been a stranger in a strange land. And it came to pass in process of time that the Melech of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, died, and the Bnei Yisrael sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up to Elohim, the true good, the true God, by reason of the bondage. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, heard their groaning. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Yitzhak, and with Yaakov. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, looked upon the Bnei Yisrael, looked upon the children, the sons of Yisrael. And Elohim had respect. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering, here for this Shabbat Shemot. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known in English as Exodus. Exodus chapter 3, the call of Moshe, the call of Moses. The burning bush. Moshe haya ro'eh etas ona yitaroa chotno kohen midian wayayina haga etahas on ahara ha midbar Waya yaboa el hara ha Elohim ho reva. Now, Moses, Moshe, kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, to Horay,
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 Horay.
Moshe haya ro'eh etas ona yitroa hotnoa kohena midian. Now Moses, Moshe, was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. Moshe haya ro'eh etas on yitroa hotnoa kohena midian. And he led the flock to the farthest end of the wilderness. To the farthest end of the Midbar. And came to the mountain of Ha Elohim, Wayavo El Hara Ha Elohim, Horeva, Horeva, to Horeb, to Horeb,
to Horeb, to Horeb.
And the angel, the Melaach of Yahweh, appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire, and the bush not consumed. Wayayera malaki Yehovah Elayoah be lavata esha miyatoka ha hasene. And the angel of Yod-Heh-Weh Yahweh Yahweh, Wayayera malaki Yehovah Elayoah, appeared to him, bi lavata esh, in a flame of fire, bi lavat esh mitoka hasene, in a flame of fire, out of the midst of a bush,
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 bush, mitok hasene, wayayare, wi hine, hasene. Bo'era ba'esha, we hasene einenu ukal. And he looked, and behold, wayar wehine, behold, the bush burnt with fire. Hasene bo'era
ba'esh,
and the bush was not consumed. With hasene einenu ukal, einenu ukal, was not consumed, was not eaten up. And Moshe said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. Vayomer Moshe asurana, and Moses said, I will turn aside now. Vayomer Moshe asurana. Ve'ereeta hamare hagadol hazeh madua lo yivar hasaneh. And Moshe said, I will turn aside now and see this great sight. Ve'ereeta hamare hagadol hazeh. Why the bush is not burnt. Madua lo yivara hasene hasene
hasene hasene.
And when Yod-Heh-Weh-Yahweh saw that, he turned aside to see Elohim called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moshe, Moshe, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here, I,
Moshe,
Moshe, Wayomer Hineni. And he said, draw not nigh, near, hither, here. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest, holy, set apart ground. Wayomer ala tikrava helom shala ne aleka me ala ragleka ki yahamakom asher ata o meda alayo adamata kodeshu. Moreover, he said, I, the Elohim of thy father, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, the Elohim of Jacob. And Moshe hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Elohim. Wayomer Anoki, Elohei Avika, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. Wayasatir Moshe panayo kia yare meyahavita ilha Elohim. Moreover, he said, Anoki Elohei Avika, I am the Elohim of Avika, of the I Father, Wayomer. Anoki, Elohei Avika, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. I am the Elohim of thy father, of thy patriarch, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov. Vayasatir Moshe panayo ki yareya meyahavita ilaha Elohim. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Elohim. And Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahweh, Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of me, my people which are in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a tova, good land, and a large, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children of the sons of Yisrael, is come to me, and I have also seen the downpression wherewith the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, downpress them. Come now, therefore, that I will send the eye to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring me, my people, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, me Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe said to Elohim, that I should go to Pharaoh, the great house, and that I should bring forth the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, Kemet. And he said, certainly, I will be with thee, the eye. And this shall be a token to the eye, that I have sent the eye, when thou hast brought forth the people, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Ye all shall serve Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, upon this mountain. The revelation of the name, Yahuwah, Jehovah, the revelation of the Hashem, the revelation of the name, Yod-Heh Weh-Heh. Verse 13, and Moshe and Moses. And Moses said to Elohim. Moses said to Ha Elohim, Wayomer Moshe il Ha Elohim. Behold, when I come to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, and say to them, the Elohim, Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs have sent me, sent I to you. And they shall say to me, what Shemo, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Vayomer Moshe el ha'elohim, hine anoki ba el bnei Yisrael. With amarti alahem Elohe abotekem. Elohe abotekem. Shlachini elekem. With amruli ma shmo. Ma omara elehem, lehem, lehem, lehem. And Moses said to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Vayomer Moshe il Ha Elohim. Hine, behold, behold, Anoki, Anoha, il Bnei Yisrael. Behold, when I am come to the children of Yisrael, Hine, Anoki, Ba, Ba, il Bnei Yisrael. With Amarti Alahem. Elohe, Evotekem, Shelachni Elekem, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, have sent I to you, and they shall say to me, we amru li, ma shemo, what is shemo? What is his name? Mahshemo. Mah omar elehem. What shall I say to them? To them? To them? To them. And Elohim said to Moshe, I am that I am. And he said, thus, like this shalt thou say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, I am sent me. Me. I, you. Vayomer Elohim il Moshe. Ehyeh hasher ehyeh. And Elohim said to Moses, Vayomer Elohim il Moshe, Ehyeh hasher ehyeh. Vayomer koh tomar livnei Yisrael, Ehyeh shelachani elekem. Ehyeh asher ehyeh. And he said like this, koh. Tomar, thus shalt thou say, Koh Tomar Lizne Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, Ehyeh Shelachani, Ehyeh hath sent me, Elekem, to you all, to y'all, 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 to y'all. The commission of Moshe, 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 the commission of Moshe, verse 15. And Elohim, true good, the true God, said moreover to Moshe, thus like this shalt thou, the I, say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, to the sons of Yisrael, Yod Hey Wehe Yahuwah, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, the Elohim of Yaakov, have sent me, have sent I to you, to y'all. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial to all generations. Generation. Generation. Vayomer Oda Elohim illa Moshe Koh Tomara illa Bnei Yisrael. Yahuwah Elohei Avotekem Elohei Avraham Elohei Yitzhak Elohei Yaakov Shelachani Elekem Ze Shmi Le Olam. With ze zikaria le dora 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 dora. And Elohim said moreover to Moshe, why yomer od Elohim el Moshe, thus koh koh koh, thus shalt thou say, koh tomar, thus shalt thou say to the children, the sons of Yisrael, koh tomar el bnei Yisrael. Yahweh, Yod Hey Weh Yahweh, Weh, Weh, Elohei, Ibotekem, Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, of your patriarchs, Yahweh, Elohei, Ibotekem, Elohei, Abraham, the Elohim of Abraham, Elohei, Yitzchak, the Elohim of Isaac, Elohei, Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, Shelachani Elekem, have sent me, have sent I to y'all, to you all. Shelachani Elekem, Zeh Shemi Le'olam. This my name, Shemi Le'olam, forever, forever. Zeh Shemi Le'olam, with Zeh Zikriya Le'dor Dor. And this with Zeh, and this with Zeh, Zeh, Zikri, Le, Dor, Dor. And this is my memorial, Zikri, Le, Dor, Le, Dor, Le, Dor, Le, Dor, to all generation, 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 generation.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inslasya.
The whole praises do.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
Don't you mess around no one's name, 'cause it is a shame. Don't you mess around no one's name, 'cause it is a shame. It's a shame, 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 when you mess around someone's name. It's a shame, 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 when you mess around someone's name, 'cause it is a shame. Me as a youth, me don't like them, they same thing. Boy, you know love is all I bring. Me as a youth, me don't like them, they same thing. Boy, you know love is all I bring. Don't you mess around no one's name, 'cause it is a shame. Boy, don't you mess around no one's name. Don't try to lose no fame. Now let me tell you now what's it, what's it. Boy, you know you ain't gonna like it. Now let me tell you now what's it, what's it. Boy, you know you ain't gonna take it. No mess around no one's name, 'cause it is a shame. Boy, don't you mess around no one's name, 'cause it is a shame. It's a shame, 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 when you mess around someone's name. It's a shame, 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 when you mess around someone's name, 'cause it is a shame. Now let me tell you now what's it, what's it. Boy, you know you ain't gonna take it. Now let me tell you now what's it, what's it. Boy, you know you ain't gonna like it. No mess around no one's name, no try to lose no fame. Some Monday I east, some day I west. Anywhere we go, them I try them best.
Some day are north and some day are south. Anywhere we go, them I run them out. Me want to lick them with a jacket, so don't you mess around no one's name, cause it is a shame. Oh, don't you mess around no one's name, don't try to look no fame, cause it's a shame, shame, shame. When you mess around someone's name, it's a shame, shame, shame. When you mess around someone's name, don't mess around me, friend. Don't mess around me, friend. Don't mess around me, friend. Cause it's a shame, shame, shame. When you mess around someone's name, it's a shame, shame, shame. When you mess around someone's name, because it is a shame. Me is a youth, me don't like them, they're thinking. Boy, you know love is all I bring. Me is a youth, me don't like them, they're thinking. Boy, you know love is all I bring. Don't you mess around no one's name, because it is a shame.
Adosh, Baruku, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inslasya.
The whole place is doomed for help, 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 help.
Lion.
Spirit of the Most High in a King. Trumpet sounding in fulfillment as the righteous gathering under a new name. King Rastafari, weak hearts are trembling when they hear his sound. New name, power of the Trinity, Lion of Judah, return to the throne with a new name. King Rastafari, Lion of Judah, return to the throne with a new name. King Rastafari, Israel assemble when them hear it sound. New name, power of the Trinity, Lion of Judah, return to the throne with a new name. King Rastafari.
Kadamawi.
The whole place is doomed for
מזמור נון א' למנצח מזמור לדוד בבוא אליו נתן הנביא כאשר בא אל בת שבע 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 אל בת שבע
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, thy loving
kindness. חונני אלוהים כחסדך
כחסדך כחסדך כחסדך כחסדך כחסדך
According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression, my transgression, my transgression, my transgression, my transgression.
כרוב רחמך מחה
Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, my lips, my lips, my lips.
Adonai Shefatai Tiftah, 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 Tiftah.
And my mouth shall show forth thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise.
Ufi Yagit Tehillatecha,
Tehillatecha, Tehillatecha, Tehillatecha, Tehillatecha, Tehillatecha.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar, 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 upon thine altar.
Yes. Let's deal with the white elephant in the room. You're in that verse right there. You know, and I should be whiter than snow, right? Before we ride off the road, I'm hard right here, here, here. Yes, I rain my word. Check it.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
You're again. You never left me out. Oh yeah, I'm never in doubt. From all of my pain and all of my dreams.
Yes. That's Jacure right there. You know, and it says, like, cleanse me. Not for the dirt, not, which is not for my skin. Cleanse me, not for my skin. You know, in the song that's translated, you know, wash me and I should be whiter than snow, right? But in the true context, right, in the true presence, perception of faith, Jacure has that right there. You know, where he says to, like, wash me thoroughly, you know what I mean? But not for my skin. Cleanse my soul, talking about what's going on within the skin, right? Cleanse me, not from my skin, you know, so wash me, and I should be whiter than snow, not from my skin, but from my sin, from my akri, right? Speaking of the inner, the iritical, spiritual, psychical nature, right? So cleanse me, not from my skin. Right, my skin is good. Jah bless me with my skin with the melanin. He bless me with my skin. But what I have done in the skin with my sin, my akri, that's what the cleanse. Wash me. Wash I. And I should be whiter than snow. Speaking spiritually, iritically, psycho-spiritually. I cleanse me, not from my skin, but from my sin. You know, what I've done in the skin. He bless me with my skin. I have my skin. I am black, you know, brown, reddish brown. Yes, I. As the earth, as the ground that he has created in his image after his likeness. So this is Adam, the Adama. But cleanse me from my sin. Cleanse I. Why should I should be whiter than snow in my soul from my sin, my ugly, not from my skin. Get it right. Heal up, praise be. His divine majesty and praise be to my brother Jacure for that tune right there. Yes, I, Rastafari. This is Ras Yadam. This is Yadi. This is Yadi. Yes, I, Yadam. BK, Ben, Kushi. Yes, I, praise be his majesty. God, my Kamal, Haile Selassie. Hakadosh, Baruku, Baruch Hashem. Veshem Yeshua, HaMashiach.
I try to be good, I try to over.
No from my skin, save my soul.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
And right here, let's go to the King of Kings Bible right here, dubwise, and then go through verse by verse. Here. Royal Amharic Psalm 51. Call this a Hebrew prayer of repentance, the Davidic prayer of repentance right here. Again, some more of the details. But first, let's write up the Royal Amharic dubwise. Be wise. Yes, sir.
مزمور خمسة بكن خمسة لمزمران عليك وده بيرسابيه كقباب وحالا نبي يوناثان وده رسوبة مستاقزي يداويت مزمور عبيتو انده شرن نتهمت انماري انده مهرتهم بذات مستلالة يندمسس كبدل انفتس مهت ابي كهات ياتي مانساي اني مستلالة يناوك اللهنة حتى يأتي مفيد تجيه بفي تيلونا أنتم بتشابت بفي تهم كفاسنا در بنقر تتأرك زن بفردهم نسوت ونزن إنهو بعمد آتت أنس إناتهم بحات ياتون لدج إنهو نسن ودد يما يتاي سوور تبابن أستاوك بهي صوب برچن إنت عمان إتابين كبر دوم يلك نجح هونان أستيتن النادستان أسم يسبر هاتشوم أطن توجي دس يلاتشو كهات ياتي في تهلم النس بدلينم هلو دم ستن عبيتو نسو لبن فتأرني يكن ناونم منفس بوستي عدس كفي تهات تتالي قدوس منفسن مكاني لاتو سدو يما دان هندس تاستين بشي تامن فسم دقفين لهج تلالا فوش من قد هناف سمران لو هاتيا تنو چمودان تين من لسان يما دهاني تيام لاك جابير هوي كدما دلين عندبت يمبان تقرق تجسكا عبيتو كم فرو تين كفن عفيم مسقانا هنيا ورا مسوعة بتو الدس فسدته نبه يميك أتلو مسعوات جسا سي يكزيابير مسعوات يتسبر من فسد يتسبرون الناي تواردو اللب كزيابير عينك عبيتو بوديتات يونينا سمامرا ييروسالي من امك اسروت سرا يتدكون مسعوات مبعونم يميك أتلو مسعوات بوديت كزيابير يان جزيه بمسوه هلاي فريده وچيني سوال
The people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amaric.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth.
Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, in the inward part, in the inward part.
Bismillah, go well, women, fiskatusa, hadu amlak, mizmor, hamsa'an. Mizmor Dawit, hamsa'an. Psalm 51. According to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, today's daily psalm, Psalm 51. Psalm 51. To the chief musician, a psalm, a mezmor, a chant, an intonation of David. When Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Here from the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible of Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile, Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, we have today's daily psalm, Mezmor Dawit Chamsa'an. Mezmor Chamsa'an, Psalm 51. Lemezemaran Leka, Wadaber Sabe, Kagebab Chala, Nabi Natana, Wadar Subemet Agize, Ye Dawit Mezmor. Today's daily psalm. Guter and Abetu in the Chernetihim at En Marang in the Mehiretihim Abizatim at Lalafina Demesis. Have mercy upon I Abetu, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Abetu in the Chernetihim at En Marang in the Mehiretihim Abizat met Lalafina Demesis. Demesis Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Kabedele efet moit evang, kahat yatem an ani. Wash I thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse I from my sin, my uckery. Kabedele efet moit evang, kahat yatem an ani. Kuter soas. Ine met lalefen auk alehuna, kahat yatem hulgize gafiten wina. For I acknowledge my transgressions, hene metalal lefein auk al huna, and my sin, my uckery, is ever before me. Chat yatim hul gize befiten huna, puter arat. Verse 4. Anten bicha bedelhu befitehim akufatin adareghu, benegrehim tis edik zen befordehim anitzluhe tahon zend. Against thee I, against thee, the I only, have I sinned, have I upped up and done this evil in thy sight, that thou, that the I, mightest be justified when thou, the I, speakest, and be clear when thou, the I, judgest. Antena bicha bedelhu, against thee, the I, against the I only, have I sinned, have I upped up their feet to him, makafatin adareguhu. That negar him at is a dick zen, before the him at nisut hon zen, and done this evil in thy sight, befit to him kafatin adareguhu, that thou, that I mightest be justified when thou speakest, that negar him at is a dick zen, and be clear when thou judgest, that for the him at nisut hon zen, kuter amist. Verse 5. Neho be omets a tes enesuhu inatim bechat iata waledetching. Behold, neho, look, see, here it is. Neho be omets a tes enesuhu. I was shapen, I was conceived in iniquity. Be omets a inatim and my mother bechat iata waledetching. Waledetching. And in sin, chatiyat, did my mother conceive, bring me forward, and natim bechatiyat, weledetin, kutel sedist, verse 6. And oh, eunetina, wededit, wededit, yamaitai yasura, tibedina satawak hang. Behold, look, see, here it is. Neho, thou desirest truth, objective reality in the inward parts. Neho, eunetina, waded, 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 thy lovest. And in the hidden part, thou, the I, shall make me, make I to know wisdom. Yamai tai suwer, tibebin asatawet hang, uter sabat, verse 7. Be hisopa erjeng. In its amalo, it ring, cabredoma yilika net I honalo. Purge I with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash I, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. I shall be whiter than hail, cleaner than hail. There he sopa erjang, in its amalo, it ring, cabredoma yilika net I honalo. Kutar cement, verse 8. Ha setina de setana samanye. Yes, abrahachuimat intochi desilachual. Make I, make me to hear joy and gladness. Ha setina de setana samanye. Ha setina de setana samanye. Make I, cause I to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou, the I, hast broken. Yes, abrahachuimat intochi. May rejoice. Des yilachual uter zeteng. Verse 9. Kachat yate yafitehina mels. Bedele nemahulua demisisling. Demisisling. Hide the eye face from I chat yat my uckery and blot out all mine iniquities, my hurts, my wrongdoings. Kachat yate fitehina mels. Bedele nemahulua demisisling. Kutraser, verse 10. Abetu nitsuha libina fitaralin. Yeknawinim menfesa bewuste adis. Create in I a clean heart. Abetu nitsuha libin fitaralin. And renew a right spirit, a right irit within I. Yeknawinim menfes bewuste adis. Utarasra and verse 11. Kofitihe atit aling. Kedu samen fesinema kene lai. Atua said dibin. Cast I not away from thy presence, from thy face, thy perception. Kofiti atit aling. And take not thy Holy Spirit, thy Ila Irit, from me, from I. Kedu samen fesinema kene lai. Atua said dibin. Utarasra. Who let? Verse 12. Ye madanihina desta siteng. Be ishta menfesima de gafeng. Restore to I the joy of thy salvation. Ye madanihin desta siteng. Give to I the joy of thy salvation. Ye madanihin desta siteng. Give to I the happiness of thy salvation, thy preservation, and uphold I with thy free spirit. Be'ishita menfesim degfein. Kutarasara sourced. Verse 13. Lehiga telalafocha men gdehinna asatemralu chat yaten yochima wode ante yimelesalu. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways. Lehiga telalafoch men gedehin asatemralu. And sinners and uckers chat yaten yochim shall be converted to thee, to the eye. Wode ante yimelesalu, return to the eye. Kutar asara arat. Verse 14. Yemet chanite amlak gziavihoi. Kadema adreng, andevete ma beantes idika tidesetalich, tidesetalich. Deliver, deliver, I liver, deliver I from blood guiltiness. Abetu, thou, thou source of my salvation, sustainer of my salvation. Ye medchanite amlak, the source of my salvation. Egziavi herhoi, O sustainer, O good, O generous, open-handed, our Father. Kadem adineng. from blood save I from blood under betem the ante to the sitalich and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness, and my style of speech shall sing aloud of thy salvation. Under betem the ante sidik to the sitalich. Kutarasara amist. Verse 15, Abetu, Kena Ferochena Kafet, Kafet, Afim, Niskanahena Yawaral, Abetu, O Lord, open thou my lips, Ken Ferochena Kafet, Kafet, open Ken Ferochena Kafet, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise, Afim. Miskana hen yawaral, and my mouth shall news forth the eyes of Miskana, the eyes Isis, the eyes thanks and praises. Kutarasara sidist, verse 16. Meswa itina bita wedisa beset hua neber yemik atalawima meswa ita desa yasen yihim. For thou, the eye desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not, takest not happiness in burnt offerings. Meswa itina bitawadisa beset ahuhudnebur. Yemik atalawima meswa ita tesa yasen yihim. Kutarasara sabat, verse 17. Ye gazia vihar meswa ita yete sabara menfesno. Yete sabara wunna, yete warada wunna libik gazia vihar ayin kim. The sacrifices of Ekziavir Stenai, broken spirit, Ekziavir Meswa Ita, Yetesebre Menfesno, a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, Yetesebrewina, Yetawaraduina, live, Ade tu, thou, Lord, Ekziavir Ayin Kim, will not despise, a Stena will not despise, a broken and a contrite heart. Kutarasara Cement, verse 18. Abetu bewu de tahas yonen asa asa mamrat ye Jerusalem nima kitzarocha tzara. Do good in thy good pleasure to Sion, to Zion. Abetu, abetu bewu de tahas yonen asa mamrat. Build thou the eyes, the walls of Jerusalem, Jerusalem, ye Jerusalem nima kitzarocha tzara. Kutar Asra Zain. Yes, it kuna meswa ita mebawinim, mebawinim, yemik atalawinim, meswa ita be wededih gize, yan gize, be mesawiyah laya fridawochina yiswalu. Then shall thou, the eye, be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering, then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Yes, it kuna meswa ita mebawinima yemik atalawinima meswa ita bewededih gize yan gize be mesawiyah lai fridawochina yiswalu.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 50 በቅንፍ 51 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ወደ ቤርሳቤ ከገባ በኋላ ነብዩ ናታን ወደ እርሱ በመጣ ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ እንደ ቸርነትህ መጠን ማረኝ እንደ ምሕረትህም ብዛት መተላለፌን ደምስስ ከበደሌም ፈጽመህ ጠበኝ ከኃጢአቴም አንጻኝ እኔ መተላለፌን አውቃለሁና ኃጢአቴም ሁሉ ጊዜ በፊቴ ነውና አንተም ብቻ በደልሁ በፊትህም ክፋትን አደረግሁ በነገርህ ትጸድቅ ዘንድ በፍርድህም ንጹሕ ትሆን ዘንድ እነሆ ባመጣ ተጸነሱ እናቴም በኃጢአት ወለደች እነሆ እውነትን ወደድህ የማይታይ ስውር ጥበብን አስተዋወቅኸኝ በሂሶጵ ርጨኝ እነጻማለሁ እጠበኝ ከበረዶም ይልቅ ነጭ ሆናለሁ
ሐሴትንና ደስታን አሰማኝ። የሰበርሃቸውም አጥንቶቼ ደስ ይላቸዋል። ከኃጢአቴ ፊትህን መልስ፣ በደሌንም ሁሉ ደምስስልኝ። አቤቱ ንጹሕ ልብን ፍጠርልኝ፣ የቀናውንም መንፈስ በውስጤ አድስ። ከፊትህ አትጣለኝ፣ ቅዱስ መንፈስህንም ከኔ ላይ አትውሰድብኝ። የማዳንህን ደስታ ስጠኝ፣ በሽታ መንፈስም ደግፈኝ። ለሕግ ተላላፎች መንገድህን አስተምራለሁ፣ ኀጢአተኞችም ወደ አንተ ይመለሳሉ። የመድኃኒቴ አምላክ እግዚአብሔር ሆይ ከደም አድነኝ፣ አንደበቴም በአንተ ጽድቅ ትደሰታለች። አቤቱ ከንፈሮቼን ክፈት፣ አፌም ምስጋናህን ያወራል። መሥዋዕትን ብትወድስ በሰጠሁህ ነበር፣ የሚቃጠለው መሥዋዕት ደስ አያሰኝህም። የእግዚአብሔር መሥዋዕት የተሰበረ መንፈስ ነው፣ የተሰበረውንና የተዋረደውን ልብ እግዚአብሔር አይንቅም። አቤቱ በውዴታ ጽዮንን አሰማምራት፣ የኢየሩሳሌምንም ቅጽሮች ሥራ። የጽድቁን መሥዋዕት መባውንም የሚቃጠለውንም መሥዋዕት በወደድክ ጊዜ፣ ያን ጊዜ በመሠዊያህ ላይ ፍሪዳዎችን ይሰዋሉ።
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
מזמור נון א' למנצח מזמור לדוד בבוא אליו נתן הנביא כאשר בא אל בת שבע חונני אלוהים כחסדך כרוב רחמך מחף השעי ערב כבסני מעבוני ומחטתי תהרני כיף השעי אני אדע וחטתי נגדי תמיד לך לבדך חטאתי והרע בעיניך עשיתי, למען תצדק בדובריך, תזכה ושופטיך. הן בעוון חוללתי, ובחטא יחמתני אמי. הן אמת חפצת בטוחות, ובסתום חוכמה תודיעני. תחטאני ואזוב ואתהר, תחבסני ומשלג אלבין. תשמיעני ששון ושמחה, תגלנה עצמות דיקית. אסתר פניך מחטאי, וכל עוונותי מחה. לב טהור ברא לי אלוהים, ורוח נכון חדש בקרבי. אל תשליחני מלפניך, ורוח קודשך אל תיקח ממני. השיבה לי ששון ישעך, ורוח נדיבה תשמחני. הלמדה חושעים דרכיך, וחטאים אליך ישובו. הצילני מדמים אלוהים, אלוהי תשועתי. תרנן לשוני צדקתך. אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. כי לא תחפוץ זבח ואתנה, עולה לא תרצה. זבחי אלוהים רוח נשברה, לב נשבר ונתקה, אלוהים לא תבזה. היטיבה ברצונך את ציון, תבנה חומות ירושלים. אז תחפוץ זבחי צדק, עולה וחליל, אז יעלו על מזבחך פרים.
Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi.
Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Shalom, Chaverim, shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, you have to order Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm is Mor Non Aleph. Nun Aleph, Non Aleph. Psalm L.I., Psalm 51, a penitent's cry. And here, Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm. For the leader, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Here, Hebraically, verses 1 and 2. Laminat Eyach Mizmor le Dawi Debo Elayo Natan Nahanabi Kaasher Ba Il Bat Shaba. For the leader, Laminat Eyach, for the Minat Eyach, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, for the Minat Eyach Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, Isis, a psalm, intonation, Mizmor le Dawi, a psalm of David, of Dawi, of the well beloved. Laminat Eyach Mizmor le Dawi. Bebo Elayo Natan Hanabi. When Nathan the prophet came to him, Bebo Elayo. Modern Hebrew, Bebo Elav Natan Hanavi. Here, ancient archaic Afro-Shemitic pointing, Bebo Elayo Natan Hanabi. When Nathan the prophet came to him, after he had gone into Bathsheba, Kaasher Ba Il Bat Shava. When he had gone, in other words, literally in the Hebrew, when he had came, Ba, go, to go, in that sense, to enter, to go. Kaasher Ba Il Bat daughter Shava. Seven, daughter of the oath. Euphemistically, in a sense, daughter of the covenant, daughter of the seven, right? Bat, here pointed as Bat, related to the Bayit house, but here as Bat, daughter, Il to Bat, Shaba, Bat Shaba. So here, verse 1 and verse 2. Laminat Eyach, Mizmor le Dawi, Bebo Elayo, Natana Hanabi, Kaasher Ba, Il Bat Shaba. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. Zahu Shamar Hakatub. This is what scripture says. Zahu Shamar Hakatub. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Here. Proverbs 18, verse 21. Here. Mishle Shlomo. Here, the Proverbs, the Mashal of Solomon. Proverbs 18, verse 21. Mawet v'chayim biyad lashon. Mayet v'chayim biyad lashon. Death and life. Mawet. Death. Mawet. Modern Hebrew, enunciated as mavet. Mavet v'chayim biyad lashon. Here, archaic pointing, Afro-Semitic pointing. Mawet. Death. V'chayim. Chayim. Life or lives. Chayim. Mawet v'chayim, death and life, to say lives, biyad, by way of in on yad, the hand, yad, biyad, lashon, the tongue, lashon. Mawet v'chayim, biyad, lashon. Here being brought out, good and evil, life and death, and that which ruleth over them continually, itinually, is the tongue. Ecclesiasticus, we have 37, verse 18, as a point of reference. Cautious speech may preserve life, as rash talk can imperil it. The direct of the Hebrew here is mawet v'chayim, death and lives, biyad, in the hand, lashon, or in the hand of the tongue. So power here is brought out as yad, the hand. learn to read the sign language, the Hebrew, hieroglyphs, so to speak, right? The Hebrew hieroglyphs, learning to read the sign language. So death and life are in the hand, to say the power, the doing, the working, b'yad lashon. Mawet v'chayi b'yad lashon. That is to say, a man's tongue, a man's lashon, can bring him to dwell in the olam haba, in the world to come. For what brought David into the olam haba? What brought David into the world to come? The tongue, halashon, the tongue in his mouth, b'fiyo, that said, I have sinned, I have upped up. As is said even in Second Samuel chapter 12, verse 13, where it reads, and David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And here, Second Samuel chapter 12, verse 13, full of the verse. And David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, Yahweh, Jehovah also hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. Wayomer David el Natana, Hatati la Yahweh, Hatati la Yahweh, my uckery, my sin, my falling short, my missing the mark, Hatati la Yahweh, to he who be who he be. I have sinned against he who be who he be. Wayomer Natan. And Nathan said, El David to David, Gam Yahuwah, He Ebir Chatatika Lo Tamut. And Nathan said to David, Yahuwah, Jehovah also hath put away thy sin. Gam Yahuwah, He Ebir Chatatika, thou shalt not die. Lo Tamut, Lo Tamut. So, what brought David? Into the olam haba, into the world to come, halashon, b'fiyo, the tongue in his mouth that said, I have sinned, I have ucked up, I have sinned, chatati la Yahuwah, against Jehovah, miss the mark, for he who be who he be, chatati la Yahuwah, I have sinned against Jehovah. David was in darkness, disillumination, and hakadosh baruch hu. And the Holy One, blessed be he, Holy One, prospered be he, increased be he, kindled light, illumination for him, as David said, even in Psalm 18, Hebraically verse 29, thou dost kindle my lamp, the eye does kindle my lamp. Kiata tamir neri, for the eye, kiata, for the eye, kiata. Tair, to kindle, to light, for the eye does light my lamp. Thou dost kindle my lamp, thou dost light my lamp. Kiata, tair neri, kiata, tair neri. Again, the verse, even in Psalm 112, Hebraically, the fourth verse that reads, in the darkness shine a light because of upright deeds. In the darkness, the disillumination, shine and illumination, a light, because of upright deeds. Here, Mizmor Kof Yod Beit, the 112th Psalm, here, he breaks the fourth verse right here. Zarach ba choshek, or la yasharim, to the upright, la yasharim, la yasharim, to the upright ones, the yasharim, la yasharim, he shineth as a light in the darkness. Zarach. Zarach, he rises up, Zarach, like the sun rise, like the sunshine, the illumination of the Zarach, Ba Choshek, he shineth, Ba in on Choshek, the darkness, the disillumination, or a light, Laisharim, for the upright ones, Zarach, Ba Choshek, or Laisharim. So here, in the darkness, shine a light, or because of Yesharim, upright deeds. This means here that David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the set-apart one, blessed be he, increased, prospered be he. I beg thee, look back upon the uprightness of this Ben Yisrael, of this son of Yisrael. Indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Shlomo, Solomon, according to the words of 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 14, if thou wilt walk in my ways, as thy father David did walk, If thou the eye will walk, will trod, will yard in my ways, as thy father, as your father David, did walk, did trod, did yard. Weim teleka bia derakaya, lishmor hukaya ua mitzvotaya, kasher halaka David avika, we ha arakatiya eta yamika. Full of verse here, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 14. And if thou wilt walk, if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, we'im telek bi derakaya lishmor chukai u mitzotai. As thy father David did walk, ka'asher halaka David avika. Then I will lengthen thy days. With ha arakati eta yameka. Weima teleka biya derakaya lishmor hukai u mitzotai. Ka'asher halaka David avika. With ha arakati eta yameka. So here, indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Shlomo Solomon, weim teleka biya derakaya. Lishmor hukai u mitzvotai ka'asher halaka David abika we ha'arakti et yameka. If thou will walk in my ways, weim telek bi derakai. If the eye will walk, weim telek bi derakai in my ways. As thy father David David did walk, did try, did yard, ka'asher halak. David Abika. And do not look back upon that hour when I stumbled before thee. So too David said, according to today's daily psalm, here, Mizmor Nun Aleph, Psalm 51, Hebraically verse 11, David said, hide thy face from my sin, hide thy face from my uckery, hide thy face from my sin, my falling short, my missing the mark, my fukuri, hide thy face. Hasatir paneka me chatai, from my sin, my missing the mark, my falling short, my missing the mark, hide. Hastir, paneka, thy face, thy perception, me from chatai. Hastir panika mechatai. As soon as Nathan said to David, according to the words of 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 13, Jehovah also hath put away thy sin. Yahuwah, he who he be, also has put away thy sin, thy uckery, thy missing of the mark. Gam Yahuwah he'ebir chatatika. He who he be also. Gam Yahuwah. He ebir. Chatateka. David thereat composed this psalm, this mizmor, this chant, to him who lets himself be won over. La menatzeyach. To chief musician, to the leader, Hebraically menatzeyach, to the overcomer. To him, la menatzeyach, to him who allows himself to be won over, la menatzeyach, a psalm of David, a psalm of David, mizmor le David. When Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba, bebo elayo, Nathan ha-nabi, ka'asher ba el Bathsheba. Here, midrash note. So here, midrash, a study note right here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun Aleph. Here, usually, this part that is brought out here in the study note, La Menatzeach, is usually rendered as for the leader on the KJV Bible as to the chief musician, La Menatzeach. But from the Hebrew, can be brought out, the Menatzeach, La to Menatzeach, to the one who allows himself to be won over, to the overcomer, La Menatzeach. For more, confer right on the above Midrash on Psalm 4.6. Hear, today's daily psalm. La menatzeach, to him who allows himself to be won over to the overcomer, a chant, Isaiah, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba, after he had gone into the daughter of the oath, the daughter of the seven. Lamnatayach mizmor ledawi, vivolayo, natana hanabi, ka'asher ba, il Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. Here, today's psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 51, Hebraically here. We have the third verse, Hebraically right here, according to the Hebrew. First numbering note is different because the first two verses, right, are the superscription. So here, Hebraically, the verse that reads, have mercy upon me, O Elohim, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy loving kindness. Chaneni Elohim, ke chasedeka, chaneni, be gracious to I, shohanna, chaneni, some enunciate as choneni Elohim, ke chasedeka, according to thy chesed, chasedeka, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy mercy, chaneni Elohim, ke chasedeka. With whom may David be compared? With a man who had a wound on his hand and came to a physician. The physician, the Hakim, the wise, the physician, said, quote, thou canst not have treatment. The wound is large, but the money in thy hand is little. The man said, I beg thee, take all the money that I have here. And as for the rest, may it come from thee. Have mercy on me. Chaneni. Have compassion up on me, end quote. So too, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the set apart one, blessed be he, prospered be he, have mercy upon me, O Elohim, according to thy loving kindness. Chaneni Elohim, ke chasedeka. Choneni Elohim, ke chasedeka. Thou art compassionate. According to the multitude of thy compassions, blot out my transgressions. Here, fuller part of the verse right here. According to the multitude of thy compassions, blot out my transgressions. Korov rachmeka meche fisha'i. According to the multitude of thy compassions. Korov, robe, enoughness, as enoughness. According to the multitude. Korov rachmeka. Mechei, blot out, fishai, my transgressions. Korov rachmeka, mechei, fishai. Thou hast already shown I, enough mercy. David also said, make passing great thy mercies, O thou that savest them that take refuge in thee. In the eye. Even here in Psalm 17, verse 7, David also said, make passing great thy mercies, O thou the eye that savest them that take refuge in thee, those who take refuge in the eye. Hafle ha sadeka, moshi'ah chosim, miyamita komimima, biyamineka. Full of verse here, make passing great thy mercies, O thou that savest by thy right hand from assailants, them that take refuge in thee. Hafle chasadeka moshi'ah chosim, miyamita komimim biyamineka. Healing comes from thee, from the eye, because the wound is large. Lay on a large poultice for me, for I. As is said even here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Non Aleph, Psalm 51, here, the Dalet, the fourth verse Hebraically that reads, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Wash I thoroughly from mine iniquity, from mine antiquity, from my moral perversion. And here, the Ketib, what is written, we have Harbe, Kabiseni Me Onni. We have also the Kare, Hereba, Kabiseni Me Onni. Modern Hebrew, Harbe, Hereb, Kabiseni Me Vonni. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Me Onni, Me Vonni, from my moral perversity. Hence, here you learn that every man, every mind who commits a transgression is as unclean as though he had touched a dead body and must be purified with hyssop. So too David, so too David said, even here today's psalm, Mizmor Non Aleph, here in the 8th, the 9th verse, Hebraically he says, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Purge me, purge I with hyssop and I shall be clean. Tehatreni avizova vir et ahar. Purge me, purge I. Tehatreni. 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 Purge ani, purge I. Tehatreni. Vizov. Be'ezob. 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 With and. Et ahar. And I shall be tahar. I shall be trut. Rat, I shall be tahar, we et tahar. Tichateni abezoba, we et tahar. Did David actually fall into uncleanness? Did he actually, really fall into uncleanness? Midrash, study note right here. Connected with the question, did David actually fall into uncleanness? Here, the Midrash note, we're purging with hyssop is required. So this question is in a response to what David says when he says, Techateni be'ezova we'etahar. Where he says, purge I with hyssop we'etahar, and I shall be clean. So the question, did David actually fall into uncleanness? Because purging with ezob, ve'ezov, be'ezov, with ezob, with hyssop which is called ezob, this is what is required according to HaTorah. So here, question again. Did David actually fall into uncleanness? No, no. But into an iniquity, an avon, on, iniquity, a moral perversity, a moral perversion, whereby his soul, nafsho, his soul, she, was wounded to mawet, to mavet. So no, David didn't actually fall into uncleanness, but into an iniquity, an avon, on, right, a moral perversity, whereby his soul, nafsho, she was wounded to mavet, to death. Thus, also in another mizmor, another psalm, another chant, he said, my heart is wounded to death within me. My heart is wounded to death within I. Here, in Psalm 109, the 109th psalm, at the 22nd verse. That reads like this, here, full of verse, for I am poor and needy. Ki ani we ebion anoki. Ki ani. Ki ani. Ki ani. I am ani. I am poor. Ki ani. I am poor. We ebion. Ebion. Also another word for poor, needy, the Ebionites. We ebion anoki. For poor, ani, we ebion and needy anoki. Will be chalala bi karbi, and my heart is wounded. Will be and my heart chalal wounded, perforated to say almost like punctured, like a hole chalal. Will be chalal bi Kirbi, within me, in the innermost of me, bikirbi, with libi halal bikirbi. Hence, here you learn that every man who knows that he has sinned, that he has ucked up, and prays because of chato, his uckery, his fukery, and is in fear, in reverence because of it, and holds converse about it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Holy One, blessed be He, with the Isle One, the Set Apart One, prospered, increased be He, Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgives. But of every man who sins, who ucks up, and then tramples his sin, his uckery, HaKheta, underfoot, so as to get it out of his sight, of him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, demands requital. And the verse, even from Psalm 49, Hebraically verse 6, wherefore should I fear in the days of evil? Because the iniquity, the moral perversities of my heels compasseth me about, encircleth me about. Wherefore should I fear? Lamaira bime ra'a eona ikevaya yesubeni. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil? Why? Lama. Why should I fear? Lamaira. Lamaira. Why should I fear? Lamaira. In the days of evil. Bime ra'a. Bime ra'a. In the days of evil, of hurt, of ill, of unkindness, why should I fear? When the iniquity of my supplanters, Eon ikavai, Eon ikavai, ikavai, akev, ekev, ikev, Eon ikavai, the iniquity, the moral perversity of my supplanters, Yisube ni, Yisube ani, compassive, encircleth, I, Yisube ni, Yisube ani. Lamaira, bime ra'a, e'ona ik'elai, yisubeini. This refers to those who would, with their heels, with their ikev, ekev, ikev, with their heels trample their e'on, their avon, avon, out of sight. Lamaira, bime ra'a, e'ona ik'elai, yisubeini. This here referring to those who would, with their heels trample their iniquity, their moral perversity, out of sight. But the mashal, the parable, the proverb, the allegory, the parable, the mashal, it tells I not, the scorpion who fells the camel, merely by stinging him in the heel, says, quote, as thou livest, I shall come up to the crown of thy head. Hear, hear, hear. What does the mashal, what does the parable, the proverb, the allegory tell us? It tells I not that the scorpion who fells the camel merely by stinging him in the heel, says, as thou livest, I shall come up to the crown of thy head. And here, here, Midrashno, one on the scorpion who fells, or who slays. So another reading of this in the Midrashno, the parable that tells us that the scorpion who fells, or the scorpion who slays the camel merely by stinging him in the heel, says, as thou livest, I shall come up to the crown of thy head. So here, here for next Midrash note right here. So Padua Adloka and Zayeta Ra'anin on the Yalkut Adloka. So Buba's amendation of the Nikat, right? It seems to make better sense, particularly since Shuf, the Hebrew Shuf. It means to trample rather than to sting. So the translation would then be a scorpion stung a camel in the foot and the camel trampled him under his heel. Just before he expired, the scorpion said, thou hast slain me, but by thy life, my poison will yet rise to the crown of thy head and slay thee I also. Here, here for Midrash note on this section. Once again, the translation alternative would then be that a scorpion stung a camel in the foot, and the camel trampled him under his heel. Just before he expired, the scorpion said, thou hast slain me, but by thy life, my poison will yet rise to the crown of thy head and slay thee also. Just so, every man who tries to get his iniquity, his moral perversity, out of his sight, him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, punishes. Every man who tries to get his iniquity out of his sight, him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, punishes. But every man who is afraid of it, him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgives. Hence, here, 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 even in today's psalm in Mizmor Non Aleph, Psalm 51, he breaks with the fifth verse, it is said, I know my transgressions, and my sin, my uckery, is ever before me, is ever before I. Ki fisha'ai ani eda'a. For I know my transgressions. Ki fisha'ai. Ani eda. I know, I'm cognizant. Where chatati negdi tamid. And my sin, my uckery, where chatati. My missing the mark, chatati. My uckery, my sin, where chatati. Negdi, opposed to me. To say before me, opposed to me, right? Before me, tamid. Always, continually, itinually. Ki fisha'ai ani eda. We chatatiya negdi tamid. for thee, thee only, have I sent, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest. Hear, 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 today's psalm, Psalm 51, Mizmor Non Aleph, here, the sixth verse, the vav verse right here. For thee I, only, have I sinned, have I ucked up, that I mayest be justified when thou speakest. Lecha, levarecha, chatayati, against thee, thee only, have I sinned. Lecha, levarecha, chatayati, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest. Le ma'an, titzadak, bidavreka, when the eye speakest, bidavreka, against thee, thee only have I sinned. Leka, lebadeka, chatati, that thou mayest be justified, mayest be righteous. Le ma'an, titzadak, when thou speakest, bidavreka. To whom may David be likened, may be